Good evening, or good afternoon, wherever you may be in the world. And it is good to welcome you to this table of love, where all are one, and where less is more, and where we come into the presence of mystery, divine mystery, and where we surrender our heart to the mystical heart of a loving Father, Mother, God Supreme. And it is a joy to welcome you, and together we will celebrate our divinity as a beloved of God. So we light this light in the silence of our hearts or in spoken words. Let us give thanks for the gift of this day and pray for the life of the world. O God of those who have gone before us, O God of our children and those still to be born, O God of creatures and all growing things, O God of the heavens and of the seasons, of winter's barrenness and spring's energy, of summer's fruiting and autumn's ripeness. You are God of all life. May we know you and reverence you in all that lives. And we begin with our evening prologue of our brother and sister Essenes of Mount Sinai. And we read, we entered the eternal and infinite garden with reverence to the heavenly Father, Mother, God, the earthly Mother, and all the great masters, and reverence to the holy, pure, and saving teaching, and reverence to the brotherhood and sisterhood of the elect. And it is my belief the elect are those who have surrendered their heart to the mystical heart of love, God's love. Tuesday evening, we commune with the angel of power, saying, angel of power, descend upon my acting body and direct all my acts. As you contemplate the stars, their radiations, and the cosmic ocean of life, you begin to experience the cosmo-vital forces from the stars being absorbed by the nervous system of the acting body. And coming to our little book of Celtic prayers from Iona, we read, you are behind me and before me, O God. You lay your hand upon me. And our opening prayer and thanksgiving reads, as I utter these prayers from my mouth, O God, in my soul may I feel your presence. The knee that is stiff, O healer, make pliant. The heart that is hard, make warm beneath your wing. The wound that is giving me pain, O best of healers, make whole, and may my hopes and my fears find a listening place with you. So let us just focus now on who are we? Why are we here? What is our purpose in the Cathedral of God? The Cathedral of Light that has no walls. A cathedral of love where the I Am presence of God with Gaia, Kuan Yin Magdalena, with the cosmic Christ and Mother Mary, with all the ancient ones, with the spiritual masters, with the ascended masters, and all the great prophets of past and present and to come. We come as a beloved of God. And we sit at the table of living water. And now, using our gift of free will, we summon the help of the messengers of God, the angelic realm. My first prayer is a prayer from Islam. Nothing happens to you except in accordance with God's will. Anyone who believes in God, he will guide his heart. God is fully aware of all things. And from Judaism, we read, if you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight and give heed to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will not bring upon you any of the diseases that I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. And from our Buddhist brothers and sisters, we read, people should keep these truths clearly in mind, for the world is filled with suffering, and if anyone wishes to escape from suffering, he must sever the ties of worldly passion, which is the sole cause of suffering. The way of life, which is free from all worldly passion and suffering, can only be known through enlightenment. And from our brother and sister Sikhs, we read, those humble beings who struggle with their minds are brave and distinguished heroes. Those who realize their own selves remain forever united with the Lord. This is the glory of the spiritual teachers, that they remain absorbed in their mind. They attain the mansion of the Lord's presence and focus their meditation on the true Lord. Those who conquer their own minds conquer the world. And from our brother and sisters of the Baha'i faith, we read, the prophets and messengers of God have been sent down for the sole purpose of guiding mankind to the straight path of truth. Some beautiful prayers there and some beautiful words. So let us reflect on those words. What are they saying to our heart? What do we sense in our being? As a brother who has embraced Celtic Franciscan spirituality, our heart searches for simplicity, where less is more. And in our space, we surrender our helplessness to all that is. So let us just have another reading and see what it's saying to our hearts. And this is from a little book by Jenny Child, Celtic Prayers and Reflections. From the darkness of night you wake us, from the mire of sin you save us, into your image you make us. I will lay down and rest in your safety, your angels surrounding me, your love enfolding me, your spirit guarding me, this night and every night. Lighten our darkness this night, O God, and protect us with your presence. Guard us with your holy angels and keep us free from all that is evil. God of light, God of love, you illuminate the night with the radiance of your presence. Be with those who suffer pain in the silent hours of darkness. Comfort the dying and those who watch with them. Stay the hands of those who are bent on evil deeds. Give refreshing rest to those who toss and turn in sleeplessness, and give peace to your world. Stay with us. Stay with us, Lord, for the night falls, and we need your presence to gladden our hearts. May we know you in your word and in the breaking of bread and the sharing of wine, as did your Emmaus-bound disciples. Help us to lie down in peace and sleep, secure in your care. And again, I would like to read another reading from Psalms today with a reflection. In Psalm 97, we read, "The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice. Let the farthest islands be glad. Cloud and darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. For you, O Lord, are most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. You who love the Lord hate evil. He protects the lives of his godly people and rescues them from the power of the wicked. Light shines on the godly and joy on those who do right. May all who are godly be happy in the Lord and praise his holy name." Today, as verse 12 says, let's be happy in the Lord. Just thinking about the Lord's power is energizing, and it's good for us. Bishop William Quayle said, "When wonder is dead, the soul becomes a dry bone." How profound. Our Savior is mighty and is in control. Remember, the Lord has triumphed already. Jesus, the cosmic Christ, is the victor. As his child, you don't have to work to get the victory. You have it right now in him. For every child of God defeats this evil world by trusting the cosmic Christ to give victory. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. How we thank God who gives us victory over wickedness and death through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us just, at this moment, bring to mind any situation that may be causing us disquiet. And no one is immune from trials or tribulations, for we are all tested, and each day situations present themselves to us to take the easy route or the most difficult route. The easy route might bring instant success, but not necessarily good karma. And I remember the words of Jesus some time ago in prayer when he said, "Many are called, but few are chosen." And I never really understood what he meant. Many are called, but few are chosen. I guess it's to do with free will. And though the Father, Mother, God, Goddess knocks on the heart of every child of God, regardless of who they are, regardless if they believe or don't believe, we are all invited to surrender our heart to love. But some prefer to go it alone. And that's when the journey can become treacherous, difficult, where it stretches them on every level and they wonder why things never work out for them. Because because they want to be in control of their destiny rather than surrendering to love. But we bless all fates, and we bless those who have chosen a different path, for we are not here to sit in judgment. We are here to bring love, because the God I love is love. And as the great Buddha Dhammapada once said, hate is not overcome by hate. Hate is overcome by love. So now we come to that part, excuse me, of our evening prayer, where we remember the children of God who are hurting in mind, in body and spirit. And it's so easy to become complacent because I don't see what's going on in Syria, or I'm not living with the wall of separation between Israel and the Palestinians. One can actually become quite indifferent. But as we are all children of the same God, albeit known by a different name, they are our brothers and sisters. And when one is hurting, we are all hurting. So I would like to bring this evening all those who have lost hope, for those who feel abandoned, that no one cares for them. I pray especially for our brothers and sisters in the world whose lives are affected or impacted on by mental illness. I pray for those who care for them. I pray for the sick and the dying, the lonely and the dispossessed, and I pray for our elderly, many of whom feel threatened by this modern generation. I pray for an end to violence to women, especially the ritual circumcision to young girls. Such an unpleasant procedure, and all to do with ego. And many young girls who grow up having been circumcised in their genitalia end up becoming totally unfulfilled and deeply, deeply unhappy with psychological issues. So let us pray for an end to this barbaric practice, and to those who engage in human trafficking, especially young women, young girls and young boys, because in certain countries it is rife. Let us pray tonight for our presenter, Reverend John in Rhode Island, whose brother Bob was sent home the other day from hospital in North Carolina, who's dying of a terminal disease. Let us remember also all our presenters, especially our new presenters coming on board. And I want to pray for Brendan and Becky here in Taunton in the UK. And thank God for Brendan's love and support to me in helping to train our presenters, a great blessing for which I am truly thankful. I would also like to pray this evening for Jen and Robert, who are in transition at this time from leaving their old home to waiting for their new home, that all will be well, and it will be a time of renewal, of retreating from the mind and the world and listening to their heart. I pray this evening for all religious leaders to come together to Assisi and pray for peace. And this evening I pray for the Franklara Abbey, the Field of Dreams, the Abbey of Peace and Compassion, And in faith, I thank our Father, Mother, God, for releasing the monies to honour the cheque I was guided to write on the feast of St. Clair for £350,000, a lot of money. But in my heart, I know that the Father, Mother, God will release that at the appropriate time. And I pray that a foundation, a monastic abbey for brothers and sisters of different faiths to live together will be established in America and in all of the major cities of the world to unite all faiths into the cathedral of light where there are no walls and where all are welcome. And in our little book of Celtic prayers, the intercessions read as follows. O God of the stars and the night skies, may your light be coming through thick clouds this night on me and on everyone, coming through dark tears on each one in need and in suffering. We now recall the events of today and pray for healing within the whole family of God. Excuse me. And now I would like to share with you a different version of the Lord's Prayer. Eternal Spirit, Earth Maker, Pain Bearer, Life Giver, Source of all that is and that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, loving God in whom is heaven. The hallowing of your name echo through the universe. The way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the world. Your heavenly will be done by all created beings. Your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, strengthen us. From trials too great to endure, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen. And our closing prayer is a Celtic prayer that was said in the year 375 and has been said ever since. And it is the prayer from St. Columba, from Iona. Christ stands before me, and peace is in his mind. Sleep, O sleep, in the calm of all calm. Sleep, O sleep, in the law and in the love of all loves. Sleep I this night in the God of all life. So go in the peace of all that is sacred to you. Namaste, Shalom, Inshallah Pax et Bonum, Om Shanti, Solo de Caritas, Salam Alaikum, and may the peace of your God Goddess reawaken within your heart the desire to surrender all to the I Am Presence of God, where less is more, and where peace is guaranteed. I wish you a blessed evening wherever you may be, and I thank you for joining us. Good night, and God bless you, and thank you.